But it is Valentine's Day, and we thought about doing this yesterday. We moved it to today for the special day, but Danny has an interesting list.
Well, yes, yeah. Carby, I do.
Yes.
It is Valentine's Day, boys, and I always think of the 3 to 7 slot as the most romantic of the day parts. Huh. I like to think of myself as the Valentino or Casanova of sports producers. So what better person, what better day part to present the most romantic places to take your lover in Dallas?
Bottom.
Now, let's just get this out there. We're Valentine's Day antagonists.
Mm-hmm.
We realize this is a holiday created by a card company, that it is a holiday that if you ask any guy, unless he's like 1 month into a relationship, that it's the dumbest holiday of all time, if you want to even call it a holiday.
Yeah.
Right?
Like Baker. He's 1 month into a relationship.
Yeah, he is. Look how he celebrated.
That's right.
Well, you guys can speak for yourselves, but being the guru of romance in Afternoon Drive,
I hope you die.
I looked over a list that came out in D Magazine, where they came up with the top romantic places to take your lava. On Valentine's Day.
Is there some sort of...
like this is Paris or something, right?
Yeah, in Dallas. Do they have some sort of, like, description or...
They do.
Okay.
They do. Right. They're destination spots. But what I wanted to do is maybe go to a city that is known in this country for being a city of romance. Let's look at some of the destination romantic spots in New York.
Okay. All right.
And see how they stack up to D Magazine's list of romantic spots in Dallas.
Okay.
We're all big fans of the Big Apple. We've all been.
Sure.
Wouldn't you say that their number one spot being Central Park would be a perfect place to take your lover?
Absolutely.
At night?
Anytime. Carriage ride. It's cleaned up a lot.
At night in the 80s?
Well, it's not the 80s, Bob.
No, it's not.
I didn't come up with a Valentine's Day time machine.
No, you would absolutely. There are proposals happening right now.
I would go back the night of the Central Park 5.
Don't do that.
But think about the carriage rides in Central Park, the boat rides below Bow Bridge to Belvedere Castle, the Conservatory Garden.
Strawberry
Fields? Oh, yeah.
What about taking your lover to the top of the Empire State Building?
That would be awesome.
What a romantic view. What about doing some window shopping at Tiffany's?
Lovely.
You could relive the Holly-go-lightly moments from the famous Truman Capote-inspired breakfast at Tiffany's. What about the Brooklyn Botanical Gardens?
Oh,
the best.
How about taking your lover ice skating at Rockefeller Center?
See, I bet you that place is so crowded tonight. It's unbelievable. And it's all first-year lovers there.
Well, let's see how those stack up against...
Stop saying lovers, you guys.
Against D Magazine's list of romantic spots in Dallas.
Okay, all right.
How about a nice stroll down the Ronald Kirk Pedestrian Bridge?
What is that?
Well, it's a stone.
Ron Kirk, the former mayor, has got his own bridge?
It's a stone's throw away from Trinity Groves. The Ronald Kirk Pedestrian Bridge runs parallel to the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge and provides the perfect view of Large Marge against the Dallas skyline. You'll often find musicians busking while families and cyclists pace the walkway. The most dramatic views come at sunset when the orange sky fades to blue and the cityscape lights up.
Large Marge? Marge from... The ticket, Marge? That's her bridge.
It is.
It's a good place to get snow cones, Corby.
Okay.
Bob, what about...
You can also play, like, giant chess on there. They got the big...
Nothing
chess
says love like giant
That's
chess.
Right. Yeah, beat her in chess for Valentine's Day.
Checkmate.
How about, Bob, tonight you go home and grab Sally and take her to a woman's garden. The Dallas Arboretum is a romantic place in general, but this elegant garden is particularly breathtaking. Frequently used for photo shoots and weddings, a woman's garden has gorgeous fountains and water features, including a large reflecting pool that overlooks White Rock Lake.
A woman's garden?
Mm-hmm.
Where's that?
I just told you. It's at the Arboretum. Pay attention.
I know, but I mean, what's the difference between that and...
Settle down, everybody.
Oh, it's just part of the Arboretum.
Thank you.
Okay, okay. I get it now. I was confused.
Or maybe you'd like to go to a place I've never heard of. The French Room Bar. Old-fashioned luxury without breaking the bank. Skip dinner at the French Room and head straight to the bar. You'll feel fancy as soon as you step into the timelessly cool surrounds of the Adolphus.
Yeah, okay, so the Adolphus is a hotel. Matter of fact, is the Adolphus where you guys have done a remote there? Haven't they had like an SMU forum there before?
Man, I don't think so.
It's a really old hotel down there. And then inside is is the French Room, which I've always heard about. I've never been. Maybe I have no interest in anything French food or anything like that, but I've heard the bar is really cool.
Okay.
But I'm not going there.
So I heard it's our Central Park.
Right.
These are fine recommendations. This is where the list gets weird. The Meyerson Symphony Center. You're just going to walk around it? I mean, what if there's no show tonight?
Yeah. Is there?
I don't know.
But as centers go, it's lovely.
What if they are playing and they're only playing lovers' songs?
Yes, Bob.
Songs for lovers.
Who's they?
We don't know.
Oh, okay.
And as we wrap up the top Dallas romantic destination points to take your lover on Valentine's Day.
Still weird.
The two most confusing ones. This simply says Fair Park.
Like the Cotton Bowl, yeah. And the fair, and...
Talk your lover.
You're supposed to take her there, like, tonight?
Yes.
Yeah.
Some Valentine's Day drugs.
There's nothing going on, is there?
Impress your lover and seduce her into lovemaking with a nice visit to the... the old folks' home at Malcolm X and MLK. Panties will be flying across the street.
I don't understand.
In Fair Park.
She might be confused if we headed that way.
Will you do that? Take the the train.
The green line.
Right. Take that down there and then just start walking around. I'm like, where are we going?
Anything you want to do.
Right.
We're here.
Do you want some crack?
Welcome to paradise.
You married me for a reason.
Yeah.
And finally, guys.
The Stones are playing here like in 3 months.
Let's get in line.
And finally, guys, for Valentine's Day, this is listed in one of the most romantic spots in Dallas to take your lover. Eatsies.
Now,
let's be clear here.
We got nothing.
Not a damn thing.
I was there yesterday.
I'm mad this isn't number
one. I fell in love
with
it all over again. But
as far as...
She might be less confused than stopping at Fair Park.
Like going, well, there's something got to be here. We got to do something here, right? There's a huge area. We can do something at Eatsies.
This is what the copy should say. Want to impress your lover on Valentine's Day? Take a stroll through Eatsies and gaze upon the 38-pound chocolate chip cake. As you're greeted at the door by Adam Romo, he will hug your lover.
Ask them about the frosting that looks just like Junior Miller as they...
Right. Yes, gaze at the 3,000 cookies that'll be headed up to the ticket next week.
With Mike Soroy's likeness on them.
Right, right. For the Mike Soroy birthday.
Oh, my God. I loved it. It's kind of the only reason I did this is we could get a good Eatsies plug in there for him.
Oh, beautiful.
Hey, you know what's funny?
What?
I got a text earlier from
Adam
the
Romo,
who lives in my house for free, who said, at Eatsies, need anything. But it wasn't Valentine's related.
Oh.
Right.
Maybe
right,
she wasn't there alone.
And that's fine with me. I don't worry about that anymore.
Corby, I'm leaving you for Adam.
Well, that'd be weird.
Or for Eatsies.
That might make the relationship a little bit dodgy.
Thank you, Eatsies. Thank you, Dallas. Thank you, D Magazine.
Thank you, Dallas, for just being so darn romantic.
I know. Yeah, good stuff.
All right, Community Quick Hits are next.